night. I dreamed about cake for breakfast, two big pieces just for me. They're standing there on a paper platter, covered with a doily. The light inside the refrigerator shined a moonbeam on their head, on which was written a bold inscription. This is what the icing said.
Can you live your life completely? Can you do it while they're sleeping?
When I woke up, there was cake for breakfast, sugar, roses, birthday, red. Picasso drew on the paper platter, famous artist's shiny head. So if your calendar page is turning, move your knees and dance away, and call me up at my other number. This is what I have to say. Hey!
Can you burn your candles brightly? Radiate, then leave a light.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, and that was Greg Lee from a release called Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego with Cake for Breakfast. And cake for breakfast sure sounds good, but it's probably not what you're eating. You might be eating cereal or bacon and eggs or waffles or pancakes, but in other parts of the world, kids are eating very differently at the start of the day. Kids in France and Spain and Italy eat a quick meal of a pastry or a bread, and maybe they have a slice of fruit and a glass of juice or milk. But kids in Germany get all of that, plus sliced cold cuts and cheese. In the Netherlands, breakfast is sweet. Milk is served with bread, unsalted butter, and sprinkles, which have multiple flavors like chocolate, vanilla, and fruit. In Ireland, there's a saying that goes, "Eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, and dine like a pauper." Breakfast is a very big deal and includes meat like bacon or sausages, eggs, vegetables, and potato, all fried in Irish butter. It's served with Irish soda bread or brown bread and a strong cup of tea. And though kids might get orange juice instead of tea, they might get a black and white pudding served. These are types of sausages made of pork, meats, oats, and pork blood. In Scotland, breakfast includes haggis, which is a type of sausage made from sheep hearts, liver, and lungs, mixed with onions, oatmeal, suet, spices, and salt. Then it's made with stock and traditionally boiled in the sheep's stomach for about 3 hours. That's served with a typical English breakfast that includes bacon, eggs, fruit pudding, grilled or fried tomatoes, mushrooms, baked beans, and toast with jam or marmalade. In Iceland, breakfast is typically hot oatmeal, and it's cooked in water or milk and served with brown sugar, butter, fruit, and sour milk. Kids in Iceland also get a swig of lýsi, or cod liver oil, which is important because Iceland doesn't have a lot of sunlight, and kids need the supplemental vitamin D, which is found in fish oils. Way over in Burkina Faso, breakfast is very different. Their kids might eat a millet seed porridge. And in Malawi, lucky kids might eat a cornmeal hot cereal with soy and groundnut flour, deep-fried fritters made of cornmeal, onions, garlic, and chilies, plus a boiled sweet potato or pumpkin, and a glass of dark red juice made from dried hibiscus flowers and sugar. These kids are lucky in Malawi because half of the children in Malawi are chronically undernourished. In Egypt, where only 2% of the land is suitable for agriculture, breakfast has been the same for thousands of years. It's usually a creamy bean paste made from fava beans called foul in a spicy sauce and topped with eggs. In South Africa, kids usually eat a piping hot bowl of pap, a cornmeal porridge kind of like grits and served with milk and sugar. Pap is also a staple food in most households, and it's frequently found at lunch and dinner as a side to the main dishes. In big South African cities, it's also common for children to have cereal or toast and tea for breakfast. In Istanbul, Turkey, a hard-boiled egg is typical with a slice of brown bread, black olives, Nutella spread, tomato slices, strawberry jam, butter soaked in honey all go alongside of these things. And there will be an assortment of Turkish cheeses, including a feta-like crumbly cheese. While Filipino children are served a chocolate rice pudding and a side of salted dried fish. In southern India, kids might eat a dish called idli, which is made of fermented lentils and rice. In China, kids eat fried dough sticks and some warm soy milk or wontons and dumplings, or sticky stuffed buns in the morning. A Japanese breakfast might include tamagoyaki, which is a rolled egg omelet, and steamed rice, miso soup, and grilled or fried fish. In Brazil, kids often drink coffee with milk, and studies show that they're able to concentrate better in school than their non-caffeinated American peers. A typical breakfast for a kid in Brazil is a glass of chocolate milk or a cup of sweet, milky coffee, slices of ham, cheese, and bread with butter. In Colombia, arepa is eaten at breakfast. It's a dense and slightly sweet corn pancake topped with butter, eggs, meat, or jam. Cubans eat breakfast tostadas, which is a grilled and buttered bread. In Australia, Vegemite is a staple. It's like a salty paste that's spread on bread. They also eat a lot of fruit and often breakfast foods that we Americans would recognize. In Korea, breakfast always includes kimchi. That's a spicy pickled cabbage, but actually all meals in Korea typically include kimchi. In fact, Korea is a country that doesn't really have specialty breakfast foods. Instead, Korean people eat the same type of foods for breakfast that they eat at all other meals, rice and a small bowl of soup or stew. While in Thailand, children usually eat khao tom, or Thai breakfast soup. This is a broth-based rice soup with a thicker porridge version. It's like other Thai soups that maybe you've tried, and they're packed with a variety of ingredients like sliced chicken or minced pork balls, shrimp, and vegetables. Thai tea is common on the side. That's a black tea with lots of sweetened coconut or condensed milk, and it's served in a juice glass. Similarly, in neighboring Vietnam, the kids are served a flavorful noodle soup. So, the next time you pull out the same old tired box of cereal for your breakfast, why not try something different? We're thinking about what makes breakfast here on the Children's Hour today. I'm Katie Stone, and we've been thinking about breakfast this entire hour. Maybe you're getting hungry. I think I am. If you'd like to share what you are eating for breakfast, please do. Go to childrenshour.org, look for our contact page, email us at info@childrenshour.org, or you can find us on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Blue Sky, and TikTok, as well as YouTube. You can find a learning guide that goes with this episode. Go to childrenshour.org, look for breakfast. We've got time for one more on the show today. We're going to go out with a favorite of everyone around here. This is Jack Johnson from In Between Dreams with Banana Pancakes. We'll catch you next time for another edition of the Children's Hour.
Well, can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. Hardly even notice when I try to show you. Song is meant to keep you doing what you're supposed to. Waking up too early, maybe we could sleep. Make you banana pancakes, pretend like it's the weekend now. And we could pretend it all the time. And can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. But just maybe, like a ukulele, mama made a baby. Really don't mind the practice, cause you're my little lady. Lady, lady, love me, cause I love to lay you lazy. We could close the curtains, pretend like there's no world outside. Then we could pretend it all the time. Can't you see that it's just raining?
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, playlists, learning guides, and activities for every episode at childrenshour.org.
This episode of the Children's Hour was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, with production help from Sarah Gabrielli and Thaniel Lentz. Amber Scheel writes our learning guides. You can find the one for this episode at childrenshour.org. Look for breakfast.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.